This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
In his State of the Union address, U.S. President Trump steered clear of references to his impeachment.
The president steered clear of impeachment, instead touting his 3 years in office.
Our country is thriving.
Declaring the State of the Union is stronger than ever. But the sharp divide with Democrats was on full display.
Members of Congress, the President of the United States.
From House Speaker Nancy Pelosi skipping over the usual language of high honor and distinct privilege while introducing the president, to him ignoring her offer of a handshake, though it's unclear whether he saw it. Democrats booed several times during the speech. And as Republicans cheered the president's finale, Pelosi ripped her copy of the address in half and threw it on her desk. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump's call for drug price reductions touched off demonstrations by Democrats during the address.
During the State of the Union address, President Trump called for a reduction in drug prices. That set off this planned demonstration of Democrats chanting H.R. 3. H.R. 3 is a House-passed bill to allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on insulin and other crucial prescription drugs. The bill, one of many that have not been addressed by the Republican-controlled Senate. A short while later, Trump claimed Democrats are determined to
abolish private insurance entirely. 132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The results from the Iowa caucuses continue to trickle in after a technical meltdown that delayed the outcome for a full day. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With nearly two-thirds of the Iowa precincts tabulated and announced, the early results show former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the opening contest. Buttigieg is campaigning in New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Free means more than just living free from government interference. Sure, sometimes it means just that. Like ensuring that the government stays out of the business of dictating to women what their reproductive health care choices ought to be.
And Sanders is there, too.
Today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price is apologizing for what he calls a coding error, but says that he's confident the results coming out now are correct. President Trump easily won the GOP contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization is warning that false information circulating on social media about the new coronavirus is hampering efforts to tackle the epidemic. We get more from Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva.
Sylvie Briand is the director of WHO's Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness Unit. Briand tells VOA that getting the right message out to the public is not always easy.
But I think it's a challenge of the 21st century. Because we are all beneficiaries of those extremely intense and fast communication, but also we could be the victims of it. So I think this is why it's very important to characterize the phenomenon and to develop methods to tackle it appropriately.
Briand says confronting false information head-on is not censorship. Rather, she says, it is a way of responding to people's concerns in the best way possible, given the evidence that exists at the moment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge has okayed limited releases of the Pentagon paper case records. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A federal judge has ruled the government must release some records on two grand jury investigations in Boston nearly 50 years ago into the leak of the Pentagon papers. The ruling comes on a petition filed in 2018 by Jill Lepore, a Harvard University professor and staff writer for New Yorker. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs grants limited disclosure of grand jury materials, but not the unfettered access sought by Lepore. The Pentagon Papers, released by former government consultant Daniel Ellsberg to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other newspapers, unmasked government deceit about the Vietnam War. I'm Mike Gracia.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.